Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldarayan. And today, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Ches, the ninth Perek HaNisrafin. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tana Braisa. Hiku asar b'nei adam ba'asar u'makos u'meis. If 10 people struck someone with 10 sticks and he died, whether they struck him simultaneously or one after the other, they are patur from execution. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that if they struck him one after the other, the last one is chayiv, b'nei shekirov es misasobi, because he hastened his death, but are exempt if they struck him simultaneously, because only a single murderer can be liable. Yochanan explains they argue about the pasuk v'ish ki yakol kol nefesh adam. If a man strikes all human life, which the Rabbanan interpreted as ad ika kol nefesh, one is not chayv unless his entire life was there, meaning he would have otherwise lived. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra interprets as kol duhu nefesh. He's liable for taking any minimal life, even if he would have died anyway. Rava clarifies that they debate how to view a gosis bidei adam, a man dying by a man's hand who was previously injured by others. The Rabbanan exempt the killer like one who kills a trefa, someone who will die because of a physical defect, and is considered already dead. Rav Yehuda says he's chayv like one who kills a gosis bidei shamayim, a man dying by heaven's hand who has no man-inflicted injury and is considered fully alive. Pointing to Rava said that one who murders a trefa is patur because he's already considered dead. If a trefa committed murder in front of Basin and no testimony is necessary, he's killed because the pasuk says, "Ubiarta harami kerbecho," and you shall destroy the evil from your midst. If the murder was not in front of Basin, he's patur because any testimony against him is edus shi'ata yachul hazima, testimony which cannot be credited through hazama with its accompanying punishment. Since such edim only attempted to kill a trefa and are not executed if they are found zomim, their edus is invalid. Rava says if witnesses who are trefa testified that someone should be executed and were found zomim, they are executed since their crime was in Basin's presence. However, Rav Ashi disagrees because the edim who are mazing them cannot themselves be discredited and killed through hazama since they only attempted to kill a trefa. It emerges then that the testimony of the trefa himself is invalid. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one struck someone, ba'amduhu l'misa, and they assessed that he would die, vehikul m'mashahaya, but he improved and was reassessed to survive, l'achmikan hikbut umeis, but later deteriorated and died, the attacker is executed. However, Rabbi Nechemia says he's patur shuraglaim odav because there is indication in the matter that the victim did not die from the attack. In a brayso, Rabbi Nechemia darshens a pasuk im yakumi hisalech b'chutz o mishanto v'nika hamake. If the victim gets up and walks outside on his own power, the attacker is absolved. If he completely recovered, would anyone think the attacker would be executed? Rather, the pasuk is discussing the Mishnah's case, where he was assessed to die, recovered somewhat, and was reassessed to live, and later deteriorated and died, about which the pasuk says the attacker is absolved. The Rabbanan hold the pasuk teaches shechovshin oso, that we imprison him to see if the victim dies. If he survives, the attacker is absolved from his imprisonment. Rabbi Nechemia derives imprisonment from the Megadif in the Midbar. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in the Braisa, Ikuhu asar b'nei adam ba'asar makos umeis. If 10 people struck someone with 10 sticks and he died, whether they struck him simultaneously or one after the other, they are patur from execution. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that if they struck him one after the other, the last one is chayiv, b'nei shekirov es misasobi, because he hastened his death, but are exempt if they struck him simultaneously, because only a single murderer can be liable. Yochanan explains they argue about the pasuk v'ish ki yakol kol nefesh adam. If a man strikes all human life, which the Rabbanan interpreted as ad ika kol nefesh, one is not chayv unless his entire life was there, meaning he would have otherwise lived. And Rav Yehuda ben Becerra interprets as kol duhu nefesh. He's liable for taking any minimal life, even if he would have died anyway. Rava clarifies that they debate how to view a gosis bidei adam, a man dying by a man's hand who was previously injured by others. The Rabbanan exempt the killer like one who kills a trefa, someone who will die because of a physical defect, and is considered already dead. Rav Yehuda says he's chayv like one who kills a gosis bidei shamayim, a man dying by heaven's hand who has no man-inflicted injury and is considered fully alive. Pointing to Rava said that one who murders a trefa is patur because he's already considered dead. If a trefa committed murder in front of Basin and no testimony is necessary, he's killed because the pasuk says, "Ubiarta harami kerbecho," and you shall destroy the evil from your midst. If the murder was not in front of Basin, he's patur because any testimony against him is edus shi'ata yachul hazima, testimony which cannot be credited through hazama with its accompanying punishment. Since such edim only attempted to kill a trefa and are not executed if they are found zomim, their edus is invalid. Rava says if witnesses who are trefa testified that someone should be executed and were found Zomim, they are executed since their crime was in Basin's presence. However, Rav Ashi disagrees because the Edim who are mazing them cannot themselves be discredited and killed through Hazama since they only attempted to kill a Trefa. It emerges then that the testimony of the Trefa himself is invalid. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one struck someone, ba'amduhu l'misa, and they assessed that he would die, behikul m'mashahaya, but he improved and was reassessed to survive, l'ach mikan hikbut umeis, but later deteriorated and died, the attacker is executed. However, Rabbi Nechemiah says he's patur shuraglaim l'dav, because there is indication in the matter that the victim did not die from the attack. In a brayso, Rabbi Nechemiah darshens a pasuk, im yakumi hisalech b'chutz o mishanto v'nika hamake. If the victim gets up and walks outside on his own power, the attacker is absolved. If he completely recovered, would anyone think the attacker would be executed? Rather, the pasuk is discussing the Mishnah's case, where he was assessed to die, recovered somewhat, and was reassessed to live, and later deteriorated and died, about which the pasuk says the attacker is absolved. The Rabbanan hold the pasuk teaches shechovshin oso, that we imprison him to see if the victim dies. If he survives, the attacker is absolved from his imprisonment. Rabbi Nechemiah derives imprisonment from the Megadif in the Midbar. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York, as well as from Yeshua Eisenberg from Miami. They both suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going ugh. A child going ugh. So here goes. The kids visiting a basin who went ugh when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man. And went ugh again when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a trefa and couldn't be convicted. Saw a victim who was reassessed to survive an attack walk into the room and drop dead in front of them and wondered if his attacker would be convicted for murder. So once again, it's slow motion. The kids visiting a basin who went ugh. Kids going ugh. That must be on Daf Ayin Ches. The kids visiting a basin who went ugh when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Iku asar b'nei adam basar makos umeis. If 10 people struck someone with 10 sticks and he died, whether they struck him simultaneously or one after the other, they're patur from execution. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says that if they struck him one after the other, the last one is chai because he hastened his death, but are exempt if they struck him simultaneously because only a single murderer can be liable. So the kids visiting a basin went ugh when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man, and went ugh again when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a trefa and couldn't be convicted, which reminds us, Rabbi said that one who murders a trefa is patur because he's already considered dead. If a trefa committed murder in front of Basin and no testimony is necessary, he's killed because the pasuk says, Ubiyarta rami kerbecha, and you shall destroy the evil from your midst. If the murder was not in front of Basin, he's patur because any edus against him is edus shiatayachu hazima, edus which cannot be discredited through hazama with this accompanying punishment, since such witnesses only attempted to kill a trefa and are not executed if they're found zomim, their testimony is invalid. So the kids visiting a basin went ugh when the Dayanim couldn't convict the 10 men who struck and killed a man, and went ugh again when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a trefa and couldn't be convicted, saw a victim who was reassessed to survive an attack walk into the room and drop dead in front of them and wondered if his attacker would be convicted for murder, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one struck someone, ba'amduhu l'misa, and they assessed that he would die, but he improved and was reassessed to survive, but later it deteriorated and died, the attacker is executed. However, Rabbi Nechemiah says he's patur shuraglaim l'dav, because there's an indication in the matter that the victim did not die from the attack. So once again, the kids visiting a basin who went ugh when the Dayanim couldn't convict them 10 men who struck and killed a man, and went ugh again when an x-ray proved that another murderer was a trefa and couldn't be convicted, saw a victim was reassessed to survive an attack walk into the room and drop dead in front of them and wondered if his attacker would be convicted for murder. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazar. Daf Ein Dalet. So the similar Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. Well, one aid, that must be a Daf Ein Dalet. While one aide told the Nirduf to aim carefully and save himself by hitting the Rodef's leg to avoid being Chai Misa, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul said that if a Rodef was pursuing someone to kill him, and one was able to save the potential victim by disabling one of the Rodef's limbs, well, Hitzil, and he didn't save him that way, but killed the pursuer, Neragolov, the rescuer himself, is killed for it, since it was necessary to save the victim. So, while one aide told Arnirdov to aim carefully and save himself by hitting the road of his leg to avoid being chayv misa, a pair of aidim told their terrified friend that although yeherug val yavor usually applies to three averos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan reported that it was voted and decided that regarding all averos, if one is told transgress this avera or else will kill you, then yavor val yehereg, he should transgress and not be killed except for avodah zorah, gil yarayis, and shfichus damim. So while one aide told Arnirdov to aim carefully and save himself by hitting the Rodef's leg to avoid being chayv misa, a pair of aidim told their terrified friend that although yeherug val yavor usually applies to three averos, this was Shas Gezeres HaMalchus, and he should give up his life rather than change his shoelaces for goyish ones. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that b'Shas Gezeres HaMalchus, during a time of governmental decrees against Yiddishkeit, one must sacrifice his life to avoid transgressing even mitzvah kala, a minor mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan said the same for any aver transgressed before Hesi in public before 10 Jews. A mitzvah call includes even changing his shoelaces, where the Jewish practice differs for modesty purposes. Daf Ein Hey, so the Simmer Daf Ein Hey is an Am Haaretz. So here goes. The broken-hearted Am Haaretz, Am Haaretz, that must be on Daf Ein Hey. The broken-hearted Am Haaretz in the Sreifa room, dying next to a berry with no one on the other side, which reminds us, Rav related, that a certain man became obsessed with a woman until he became dangerously ill. Doctors said he had no cure but to have relations with her, but the sages ruled he should die rather than have relations with her. The doctor suggested she stand before him unclothed, but the sages again ruled it's better that he should die. Finally, the doctor suggested she merely speak with him from behind a berry, but they ruled he should die rather than let her speak with him from behind a barrier. So the broken-hearted Am Haaretz in the Sreifa room, dying next to a barrier with no one on the other side, called out to an Isha Abita for help, not knowing who exactly he was referring to, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, Ve'elohenon Nisrafim, these are the ones who are burned, a Baal Isha Abita, one who has relations with a mother and her daughter, Ubas Kohen Shazinta, and a Kohen's daughter who commits adultery. Included in Isha Abita, which is written explicitly, are one's daughter, his granddaughter from either his son or daughter, his wife's daughter or granddaughter from her son or daughter, his mother-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law or father-in-law. So the broken-hearted Am Haaretz in the Sreifa room, dying next to a barrier with no one on the other side, called out to an Isha Abita for help, not knowing who exactly he was referring to, and was surprised when his wife's grandmother appeared, despite being Lamata Be'isr, which reminds us, we learned that a grandmother-in-law who is less related than a mother-in-law incurs Sreifa like she does. Daf Ein Vav. So the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The nurse who didn't administer IV, that must be on Daf Ein Vav, IV, intravenous. Their nurse who didn't administer IV to her father because he instructed her daughter not to, and Kal Vachomer, he wouldn't want her to, which reminds us, the Gemara asked for the source to apply Sreifa to relations with Bito Ma'anusaso, his daughter from a woman he violated, meaning not from his wife. Abai says it's a Kal Vachomer, Al Bas Bito Anush, for his daughter's daughter he's punished with Sreifa, Al Bito Kol Shekain, is it not certainly so for his daughter herself? The Gemara objects, Viki Onshimina Din, do we punish based on a Kal Vachomer? It answers Gilyum Milsa Ba'amahu. It's merely revealing a law already included in a known law, not deriving a new one. Since his daughter's daughter is only related to him through his daughter's prohibition is implicit in his granddaughter's prohibition. Rava disagrees and derives this law from a Gezer Shavav, Heinehena Zima Zima, teaching that just as his wife's daughter has the same prohibition and Sreifa as her granddaughter, his own daughter's laws also match his granddaughter's. So the nurse who didn't administer IV to her father because he instructed her daughter not to, and Kal Vachomer he wouldn't want her to, skipped the next patient, an idolater, who wasn't thirsty because someone just returned his lost water bottle, which reminds us, Rav said, Hamasias Bito Azakin, one who marries his young daughter to an old man, or marries off his minor son, or returns a lost object to an idolater. The Pasuk says about him, so that the quenched be attached to the thirsty, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. Rashi explains that he's pairing someone with little desire for relations, an old man or minor, with a wife who's thirsty for them, leading her to sin. Similarly, one who returns a lost object to an idolater equates the quenched, meaning the idolaters, with the thirsty, meaning Jews who thirst to fulfill Hashem's will, and indicates that his returning of lost items is not because of the commandment. So the nurse who didn't administer IV to her father because he instructed her daughter not to, and Kal Vachomer he wouldn't want her to, skipped the next patient, an idolater, who wasn't thirsty because someone just returned his lost water bottle, and was glad to see that the mitzamsim of the drowning victim was getting the proper punishment, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the liability for murder of mitzamsim, of preventing escape, and its law for damages. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The band of evil Azuzmen who were putter when they used goatskin ropes, goat, that must be run on Daf Ein Zayin, aze, goat. The band of evil Azu's men who were Patuan, they used goatskin ropes to tie up a man where he would eventually bake in the sun, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses numerous cases of murder through mitzamsim, confinement. Rava says if one bound someone in the sun or cold, which was strong enough to kill over time, he's liable for the death since the lethal element was there, similar to holding someone underwater. However, if the sun or cold was not initially there but came later, he's exempt. So the band of evil Azu's men who were Patuan, when they used goatskin ropes to tie up a man where he would eventually bake in the sun, and were also Patuan when they removed a ladder from the man stuck in a pit. Which reminds us, Rava says that if one pushed someone into a pit which had a ladder, but someone came and removed the ladder, or the first person himself removed the ladder, trapping the victim, he's not chayav for his death because at the time he pushed him in, he could have escaped. Thus, the original pushing was not lethal, and removing the ladder is a grama, an indirect cause of death. So the band of evil Azu's men who were Patuan when they used goatskin ropes to tie up a man where he would eventually bake in the sun, and were also Patuan when they removed a ladder from the man stuck in a pit, were finally chayav when they used their goats to divert water onto a victim tied up by the shore. Which reminds us, Rapapa says that if one bound someone near a body of water and caused a burst of water to wash over him by removing the barrier, withholding the water, killing him, it's considered his arrow, meaning direct action, since he released the water's force, and he's chayav from the murder. However, this is only b'koach rishon, with the primary force, which fell on the victim the moment he removed the barrier of a b'koach sheni, but the secondary force, which Rashi explains to mean where the victim was at a distance from the water, which flowed until reaching him afterwards, grama ba'amohu, it's merely an indirect cause of his death, and he's exempt. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that if a treifa murdered someone, he's patur from misa since it's edus shiata yachul hazima? That's on daf ayin ches. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss if one is able to rescue a nirduf by aiming at the rodif's legs but kills him, he is chayv misa? That's on daf ayin dalet. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss what the din is if one removes a murder victim's ability to protect or save himself, such as removing a ladder? That's on daf ayin zayin. Good. Number four, which stuff when a wife's grandmother is included in the isser of ish ubita despite being lamata be isser? That's on daf ayin hey. Good. Number five, which stuff about a burglar's exemption from paying damages? That's on daf ayin beis. Good. Number six, which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case of a murder victim who was reassessed to survive and then died? That's on daf ayin ches. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn that Yarog Vel Yavor applies specifically to three averos? That's on daf ayin dalet. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you discuss whether one can kill a baby during childbirth to save the mother? That's on daf ayin beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you discuss what the din is if 10 men struck an individual and he died? That's on daf ayin ches. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you discuss how one who violates an erva, such as a brother violating a sister, can be liable for kanas if he could have been killed? That's on daf ayin gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.